Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Welcome to Swala Nyeti. Hi, Gashao.
Hi, Wakili. How are you?
Very good.
How many local languages do you know, Wakili?
Three.
Ah.
Maybe.
are you saying English is a local language?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. You know, we speak it so much. Sometimes you think of it.
Yeah.
Count Sheng?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know Sheng. I know two.
You know, I remember how when I went to Uganda, mm-hmm. and there a typical Ugandan speaks maybe five local languages.
Wow.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. mainly because like Luganda mm-hmm. is a local language, okay. but also an official language like our Swahili.
Yes.
So imagine if Luo was an official language.
I see.
So even if you're not Luo, you have to learn to.
Yeah.
Then you have your mother tongue.
Yes.
And because many people are largely Bantu, mm-hmm. you can pick. So if it's almost someone like speaking Kikuyu,
yes.
then Kikamba, then Meru, like that.
Yeah.
So I was very intrigued. So intrigued that I said I need to learn another local language now.
So did you learn Luganda or?
I tried.
Uh-huh.
I tried and I didn't succeed. I know how to say hi. And thank you.
Do you know how to ask for water?
And food.
Then that's enough.
Yeah. And money.
Very important.
Yeah. I know how to pay money and how to ask.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I made a personal goal. Mm-hmm. Not that I have started on it, but
yeah.
I might.
Okay.
Mm. Now today we have a very interesting case.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, all cases are interesting. So this one,
mm-hmm.
let me just read it.
Okay.
So there's a guy known as FN.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real case, so yeah. it's not ours. Mm-hmm. It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's accused of frauding somebody, mm-hmm. his niece.
Yes.
1.7 million Kenya shillings.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same light, there's another person who is saying he defrauded them 45,000 Kenya shillings.
Mm-hmm.
So last week,
mm-hmm.
this FN mm-hmm. was shot in the back
mm-hmm.
by police officers as he attempted to flee from them
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after his arrest, he was taken to Kisii Referral and Teaching Hospital for emergency treatment. A day later, the police took him forcefully from the hospital using a stretcher and presented him to court to take plea.
Mm.
Fortunately, the magistrate did not allow him to take plea and ordered he undergoes further medical care. Now, FN feels his rights have been violated and wants to know if it is allowed by law.
Mm.
And if it's not allowed, what can he do against the police and the hospital?
Okay, so if I understand correctly, this case, FN,
mm-hmm.
has been accused by people
yes.
of defrauding the money.
Yes.
And the police were trying to arrest him,
mm-hmm.
so that I guess for these accusations.
Yeah, yeah.
And during this arrest, he was shot in the back,
mm-hmm.
taken to hospital, but yeah. then he was forced to go and take a plea.
On a stretcher. Yes.
But the magistrate refused and asked that he undergoes further medical care.
Yes.
So there are a number of questions which would come up. Of course, the first one which just jumps out is this issue of being shot.
Oh, yeah. During arrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's important to understand, to answer that question because yeah. it affects everything else.
Is it true that you are a suspect until, like, you are a suspect? That's what they say before you are arrested.
Well, yes. If someone has accused you...
I am just a suspect. I'm not guilty.
Of an offense. Yeah. Of course, you're not guilty.
And policeman should not shoot. Because it's so common that a suspect was shot it's easy for people to think a suspect is an accused person.
Okay, so we'll take them step by step. We'll see if it was right for the police to shoot him. And also whether it was right for them to take him to court.
On a stretcher.
And of course, if... There was the police who did this, but also the doctors in the hospital who wow. must have released, because I don't think police can just take someone.
They can. Kenyan police.
And whether if any of his rights were violated and what remedies he might have.
Yeah.
So I think the best place to start is this issue of the arrest and him being shot.
Yeah, yeah.
The first place to begin with is the Constitution. And of course, the Constitution... there's a Bill of Rights whereby arrested persons
mm-hmm.
have been given many rights.
Yes.
And of course, this is important because if you think about the history of our constitution,
mm-hmm.
prior to this 2010 constitution,
the one Kibaki
promulgated,
yes,
then there were a number of human rights violations, especially during arrest.
And before that constitution, it's like the violations were not addressed in the constitution.
They were not adequately addressed.
Okay.
So this is why the current constitution
took it upon itself
to explain what the rights of arrested persons are.
Okay.
But going even deeper into the arrested persons' rights, of course the police, okay, in execution of their mandate, do have a right to arrest.
Yeah.
But there are two types of arrests. You can either be arrested with a warrant or without a warrant.
You can be arrested without a warrant.
Yes.
Okay.
But the only time a police can arrest you without a warrant is for what we call a cognizable offense. Okay.
Cognizable.
Yes. So there are certain offenses which have been classified as cognizable offenses. Yeah. Most of these are serious offenses.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if a police catches you in the act of committing an offense, he can't just say, hold on, I'm going to get a warrant.
Yeah, don't move. I'm coming
right back with a warrant. No, I mean, a police is empowered
To arrest you
if there's an ongoing or immediate offense.
Okay? That's what it means by cognizable.
Cognizable, actually, I told you, have been classified, but I'm just trying to explain.
Okay, an instance where...
Yes.
You can be arrested immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
So in other instances, the police should seek a warrant before arrest.
Yeah.
And this warrant is issued by the court.
The police has to go to court and say, I want to arrest Kashao?
Yes.
And then the court say, no, you can't arrest him?
The court can refuse to grant you an arrest warrant. It's possible.
The police has to say why they want to.
Yes, but it's unlikely because, again, the court will not try and frustrate the legal execution of the mandate of the police.
I see. So that is how they get a warrant.
So the police applies for a warrant of arrest. Yeah. It's issued by the court. They come and effect the warrant.
Okay.
And of course, the good thing is that when this warrant is being effected, you have some certainty that your rights will be respected.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, as this gentleman was running away, it's possible, it's allowable. It could be allowable for the police to arrest him.
Yeah.
If to prevent his
escape, let's say.
Escape.
Yeah.
But they are only supposed to use reasonable force to effect this arrest.
Yeah.
So, if you are being arrested, the police have to inform you that you're under arrest and physically touch you to let you know, okay?
Yeah. They cannot shout across the street, where, nani, you are under arrest.
But this is just a touch, you know, you are under arrest.
Yeah.
Now, if police doesn't identify themselves as effecting an arrest, it's understandable that you might think,
okay, I know you guys.
Who is this?
You're thugs.
It's possible.
Okay? Yeah.
Because sometimes you've had criminals dressing in uniform of police.
Yeah.
So the fact that he was shot, not just shot, but shot in the back, in my opinion, it borders on excessive force. Because this person was not armed. He was just running away.
So police have to be fit.
They should be. They undergo a lot of training when they are being recruited to ensure that they are fit.
And they come to Nairobi and nothing. It's just
I know it's not common, but that is how an arrest should take place.
But yeah, just a point. I've seen a police chasing a man.
And it's
and
a job.
He caught them. Okay, but the guy was running at the pace of a tortoise.
Yes.
I don't know why he decided to run away. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
And then, of course, there's the issue of this issue of fraud. I told you before in a previous case we discussed.
Yeah.
Anything which arises out of transactions between two people, if especially there was a contractual arrangement, then money got lost. If you see such a case, it borders on both a criminal or civil case. So it could be a civil case, which means again,
there was too much force.
Yeah. So,
and are you saying there's never a time when a police is allowed to use their firearm?
No, of course they're allowed Of course they're allowed to. There are many instances when a policeman's life is threatened, they can use their firearm in self-defense. So it means if the other people are shooting at them, by every mean, they are allowed to return fire.
Or even to feel threatened, I think.
Of course, if they feel under threat.
They could see that you're running very fast towards them.
Yes, of course. Yeah, they can't know what kind of weapons you might be having on you.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive move.
Okay.
Of course, there are many others. If the person was already convicted or under legal detention. So if they had already put him in the police cell and he was running away, or if he has been arrested already because he's now been legally detained and he tries to run away, then also they can use force to stop him.
That is scary. Have you seen that guy who jumped out of a police Land Cruiser?
No, I don't think I saw
that. I should get you that clip.
Yeah.
He jumps like an impala. They can't even catch him. The police are there outside the van.
Yes.
But the way he jumped...
Was he in handcuffs?
No.
So maybe that's a mistake which was made, because usually to detain someone, you want to put him in handcuffs or have his hands tied behind his back.
He was in the Mariamu. When you're in the Mariamu, it's like you're in handcuffs. Do you know what the Mariamu is?
I don't know. But so I think... Is it what people call police vehicles?
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. Anyway.
So it's a hearse, I guess.
Eh.
Isn't that what they refer to? So I told you there are certain conditions.
Yeah.
Or if other people's lives are being threatened, of course, the police
by the person they want to arrest.
Yes, they can use lethal force also in that instance. But in this case, it doesn't appear that any of these conditions were present.
Yeah.
So it's likely to argue that this use of force was excessive.
These were just unfit policemen. You just have ran after him.
Well, whatever has been said here, as I've said, it doesn't appear that there was a good reason
to use force. Now, the guy is in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They drag him out.
Yes.
Might they have violated his rights?
So there is also a right for a person to be presented to court within 24 hours of the arrest.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. That's a dilemma now.
But you see, also this person is undergoing medical care.
Yeah.
So if that right is a qualified right, meaning that the police can give a good reason why a person has not been presented.
Ah, okay.
Even after arrest. So in this case, I believe it's possible for the police to have said this person, although they were arrested, they are undergoing medical attention. So, you know, their right to life is more
important than just appearing in court in 24 hours.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So it might have been better to let this person first receive the medical attention before they required him to attend court. And that's probably why the magistrate did not allow this person to take a plea.
Just out of curiosity, when the person is in hospital, it is as the same as though he was in a cell.
So he's under legal detention. So you find even at the hospital, he either is under a police guard. Okay. It's possible sometimes even you're handcuffed to the hospital bed.
Okay.
Immediately a policeman arrests you.
I'm under
touches
custody.
You are under legal custody. At that point, it doesn't matter whether you're in a cell, a hospital bed, or whatever.
Even walking on the street.
Yes, you're under arrest. Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So now, if I am under legal custody, doesn't that take the blame away from the doctor?
Well, although you might be legally detained, the doctors still have a duty towards your
health.
Your health.
Yeah.
So I think in terms of medical decisions, the doctors still have a say.
Okay.
And in this case,
police should not overrule because they're not doctors, more or less.
Yeah. So unless the doctors come and say that they made their case, but, you know, the police still took them away, I would find that it would be negligent for the doctors to release a person who has suffered such a serious wound.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not qualified to say, but if this person, you know, even the magistrate said they were critically ill, then it's most likely they should have remained in hospital instead of going to the court.
Wow. Now, this guy has already been accused of defrauding.
Yes.
Can his rights be given? The way he's asking, like, if the rights were violated, can he get reprieve even when he is, on the other hand, against the law?
Whether or not you are convicted of a crime, it does not mean that your rights must be violated to secure that conviction.
Okay.
So the rights of an arrested person, the rights of a convict... Okay, as long as those rights are defined by the Constitution and they have not been excused by any other factor, any infringement on those rights would grant you some relief.
Wow.
Now, there's the remedies that this person might choose to take probably, you know, would be with respect to the use of force during arrest.
During arrest. Because he was shot in the back, running away.
Yes. If the force... He can show that it was unreasonable. He might have a case that his rights were violated.
If he can prove that being dragged to hospital was unreasonable as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, he might also have a case against the hospital.
Mm.
Yes. Remember, the hospitals have a duty
of care.
Care.
Fiduciary. Exactly. That's what we call it.
No, it's not a fiduciary duty.
Okay.
But they have a duty of care.
Okay.
So if they can be shown they were negligent.
Yeah, in releasing him in that condition.
Yes, and that they contributed to the negligence. It was not just police told them, release this person and they have no say.
Yeah.
Then there could be a case for a claim against the hospital as well.
Wow. I was just reading about Steve Biko, the real one
in
South Africa.
Mm.
And also something like this happened. Like he got gravely injured.
Yes.
And he was transported in a way that...
Yeah.
It was not okay. Then he died in a hospital.
Yeah.
But also people, I thought that was a bit of negligence. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
So back to FN.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any remedy then? Well, if he can prove it. Can the police pay you money?
Of course, why not?
They can.
But usually, you know, the police have their own code of conduct. Okay?
Uh-huh.
In how they should perform.
Yeah.
So if you sue, for example, the Inspector General, the only way the Inspector General will bear liability is if these policemen were doing things which were within the code of conduct or under the direction of the Inspector General.
Uh-huh.
But if they were rogue police officers, then they can also bear personal responsibility.
Ooh.
And the Police Act actually allows a claim against a police officer to be deducted from his pay. So it's possible.
So a police can be sued under the body of the police or individually?
Yes.
And if they violate the code of the police, they are termed to have been acting.
They were rogue.
They were rogue.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Because that reminds me of a police who was arrested for murder. Or rather, I think convicted.
Yes.
Because of these things where the judge said that was a rogue police. I didn't understand why he called him a rogue. And he had the uniform when he did the act.
Well, the code of conduct does not ask or give you permission to just go and
do whatever
you want. You still need to follow the guidelines.
Yeah.
And the guidelines with firearms especially are pretty stringent.
Mm, yeah, they should be. And just like we discussed last time of the other firearm. You
correct,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Wakili, anything else that I might have left out in this interesting case?
Well, when it comes to such a case, the Constitutional Court might be where this person finds relief.
Okay.
And of course, that matter can be discussed even as the criminal conviction case is still pending.
Okay. And FN, does he have to return the money now that he's been shot? Am I forgiven?
Well, that will be left in the facts of the case. I don't want to comment on
that. Okay. Wakili, thank you very much for that. And FN, you have had your rights should also have been observed, and if you can prove they were not, then you have a case. Anyway, thank you very much, Wakili, and join us for the next episode from us in Swalanyeti. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Swalanyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.